Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Here's like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I am here today with two amazing, amazing game changers on the planet, and I'm excited about the show that we're going to bring you today because it's all going to be about spiraling up in our evolution, and we're going to find out from these master ladies that are out there in the world doing really good work, how they are spiraling up in consciousness and how they've overcome childhood trauma and how they are adept at raising their daily vibe. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how to heal from childhood trauma, how to claim our power back, how to spiral up and raise our daily vibe in hopes that if you're listening to this conversation, that you will also feel like you're not alone and that you are right exactly where you need to be. So welcome to the show, ladies, Carlinia and Darlene.
Thank you.
Having us.
Yes, wonderful. I'm so excited to have this panel conversation. Let's start with you, Carlinia. Let's tell the audience a little bit about, just like what you do, who you are, what you do, and then we'll go on over to Darlene.
Well, my name is Carlinia Springer, and I help people heal from trauma and work towards their vision, clarifying their vision so that they step into who they were meant to be. And what I know is that a lot of us who have big visions also have had big trauma. And so I help people move through that place into their vision.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. And Darlene, how about you?
Well, I work with people that have physical pain or diseases and help them realize how actual powerful they are and raise their level of belief so that they can heal themselves So working with cells and beliefs and patterns and reprogramming so that they can embrace their own power and heal themselves.
Yes. And it's like both of you and myself included, you know, we have all been experiencing, like you said, Carlinia, traumatic, overcome lots of trauma in our lives, illness, sickness, all kinds of things. And we're modeling and telling people, helping people on how they also can do that for themselves. And sometimes, like, you know, it's wonderful when you have a coach or you have a healer or you have somebody that you can work with, because it really makes it easier to be able to move through some of the trauma, right? And move through some of the pain. So it's going to be at the end of the month, Carlinia, I'm flying out to Boston and I have finally been booked on TV for this.
Oh,
yeah. For this show called Mass Appeal. And one of the questions that is part of the show topics is how to heal from childhood trauma. And so I thought, wow, this is so great. I have two master teachers here that have also had childhood trauma. And I thought, wouldn't it be interesting just to get, you know, my childhood trauma, your take on childhood trauma, how to heal from that. And so that's what I want to go around right now and ask that question, so that when I go on TV, I'm going to use these points that we're talking about here today, and I'm bringing it over there. So do you want to start, Carlinia? What's your take on how to heal from childhood trauma? What's your take on it?
Well, you know, having been through it and looking back now, it happened in stages, because pain, there's layers to our pain, layers to our healing. And now when I look back, it really is about becoming really intimate with ourselves and recognizing that the same way that we would treat a baby who is crying out for help, they can't speak, but we're trying to attune ourselves to figure out what it is they need. That's how we have an opportunity to treat ourselves the same way. And so when we suffer from anxiety or depression or rage, anger, grief, these very heavy emotions, it's really important for us to tell ourselves the absolute truth, first of all. Not oftentimes we're telling a truth that is part and parcel of somebody else's truth, maybe the one that raised us, right? But what is our truth? We have to start there, telling ourselves the absolute truth, and then letting those painful voices, those places where we've been traumatized, letting them speak so that we can hear it. Because once we can hear it, I always say that pain, that energy cannot stay in our presence. It can't stand in our presence. It dissolves. And so when we go back to the earliest childhood memory we have of being angry or being in grief or whatever that pain is, then it begins to shift and we begin to see changes in our lives. So that's, for me, that's where it starts.
Beautiful, beautiful. So that's wonderful. How about you, Darlene? What is your take on how to overcome childhood trauma, childhood pain? I know you did, Carlinia, because we've talked about this many times, but what about you, Darlene? Did you have childhood trauma growing up?
Well, I was raised in a cult type religion, so it was I don't know if you'd necessarily say trauma, but it was very suppressing and very domineering and not being allowed to have a voice and very lonely. So when I work with clients and even my own personal experience, I bring in that child in front of me and I have a conversation with that child with now the perspective I have on the situation and on life, and share it with that child, and then bring that child into my heart and really be that committed to that child and give that child what that child is looking for from everybody else as a child and giving that to her from myself in my adult stage that I am now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, you know, that's exactly, you know, I experienced like from the time that I was a little girl, I never got my emotional needs met because I was, my mother was, she was working full time. And so I was basically the person that had to look out for her and to take care of my brother. And so she told me early on that I'm her right-hand person. And so I had to put my own emotional needs aside in order to be able to take care of the household and to take care of my mom and to take care of the family and run the house. She would come home like at 2 o'clock in the morning from her waitress jobs. She would wake me up and we'd sit down at the table and we would count the tips. And then we would be like, this is for food. This is for this. This is for this. So I never got my emotional needs met until I had those conversations like you all, you know, had with your inner child, to where then it was time now for me to get my emotional needs met. And what are they? Whatever that inner child, whatever that pain that was never loved before, that was never made a priority before, that was never listened to before, you know, that was painful as an adult to have to feel and deal with as an adult, you know. And there's so many people that never got their emotional needs met. And really it's there's no blame. It just was, you know. My mom was doing the best she could, and she wasn't receiving any child support from my father. He was absent. So really learning how to have compassion for myself, having gone through all of that has been a long journey. And I just know that with every feeling that has made itself known, that has been released, then bringing the love and the wisdom into that spot. And I remember it was probably back in 2012 when I was really looking at healing this childhood trauma at the core level. And would you believe that I had a dream, and I was in my dream, and in my dream, I was in my mother's womb. I was in her womb, and I found myself in the womb, and in the womb, I could feel that she did not want me. It was so amazing because she already was in a relationship with my father that was already abusive, because it was already abusive then. So whatever the mother is experiencing as she's, you know, is pregnant, right? Those feelings that she's those feelings that she's experiencing, this is what the baby is going to feel. And so I felt those feelings. I felt that my mother didn't want me. And I woke up from that dream in the middle of the night. I was in my mother's womb. I was in utero. I was in her womb, and she didn't want me. And I was just, I sat on my bed and I was just bawling and bawling and bawling and bawling and crying. And I cried for like 4 hours. Like, no wonder I wasn't, no wonder I had the life that I had. And that's when I realized that I want me. I want me now. I now want me. And I now want to give birth to myself. And I'm now holding myself, loving myself, yeah, and giving birth to myself. And I want me. So that was a beautiful realization, and healing it in utero in all the way to pre-birth.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So wonderful. We've already got 3 ways on how to heal childhood trauma on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back with Carlinia Springer, Darlene Turner. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert, and get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Carlinia Springer and Darlene Turner, and we're talking today about spiraling up. We're also talking about childhood trauma, how to heal and overcome childhood trauma. And in the break, Carlinia was talking about that she can resonate to what I was sharing in my story of being in the womb. Tell us, Carlinia, what you were telling us during the break.
Yeah, so I was saying I had a similar experience, except that I was the mom. And I can remember being 6 months pregnant with my daughter in my first marriage, and it was not working. I didn't realize I was dealing with a narcissist. It's funny because it was right around my birthday, and we had separated, but we were seeing each other every day. And my birthday, it was my birthday, and he did not call, he did not come by, and I was so devastated. I didn't understand. I probably called him a billion times. I didn't understand what that was. And I can just remember begging God to please take this baby from me. I was 6 months pregnant. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this. I can't do this. I already had a little boy. And I remember telling my daughter, because I saw her as a teen going through some challenges. And I said, you know what, maybe some of this is not you. Because I was going through with your dad, I actually had this prayer and I was begging God to please to take this baby from me, because I don't want to have this baby. And I remember she was surprised. She understood because she didn't have a relationship with her dad. And then later on, as she got to be a little bit older, still a teenager, she was going through something else. And it seemed to me like she forgot about that story. And I remember reminding her, and she was like, oh, you did? Like, it was like a surprise or a shock to her. And yet she was compassionate because she knew I loved her. We were very close, you know, but I think it helped things to make sense for her.
Yeah.
And sometimes parents know.
Yeah, the parents know. Yeah.
Yeah, parents know things that if they say it, it will fill in the blanks for the kids. And the kids are there and they're trying to figure out their life and they don't know what's missing. And so if you don't share it, they're lost. We're just, you know, trying to figure things out.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Darlene? Do you have anything to say about that?
No, I just really appreciate both your stories and yeah. Amazing share.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be able to, you know, like I said, take ownership of you know, the realization, Carlinia, that you had when you saw your daughter going through some of the challenges. Some of the challenges that she was having. And because you're so wise already, you were like, hey, maybe what you're going through right now, maybe that was because of me and because of what I was feeling at the time when I was carrying you in my womb. I mean, that right there is like wisdom of the highest order. It is, you know, it's like, that's it. It's so that's why, you know, if you're listening to this show, ladies, and you're pregnant or you're going to be pregnant or, you know, that you are aware, that be aware of, you know, that life that's growing inside of you. And by all means, do all the work that's necessary to do to love your inner child free. Because once you really learn how to overcome, you know, your childhood trauma and love that inner child, that is where you have compassion for yourself. And then you become your own inner parent, right? It's like we become our own inner parent, you know, loving our inner children, because the world is an inside job. And it's our job to love ourselves. It's our job to be the peace we want to see in the world. It's our job to claim our power back and take responsibility for ourselves, which was my next topic was, you know, how do you, ladies, you know, when you are feeling powerless or feeling like your inner victim is coming out, how do you claim or take your power back? What's your process? What do you do? Any story that you have that is associated with this, feel free to share. So do you want to go first, Darlene? Do you have something in mind that you want to share?
Yes, absolutely. I was in two marriages of 27 years of spousal abuse, and it came to a point where I had decided that I loved myself enough that I was not going to be in this scenario anymore, and I wasn't going to play the role of victim. So it was a case of taking responsibility for myself and my children, because like we talked about before, you know, you have that guilt and shame for raising children in an environment or unconsciously not knowing the answer how to get out. So for me, it was really taking responsibility of my life, getting myself into a safe environment, calming my nervous system down, and then it was healing those old wounds and bringing them up and connecting to my heart and bringing that peace, love for myself first and not looking for anybody else to give it to me, and really owning that responsibility and coming from my heart really brought me to the next level. And then, as Cornelia mentioned, was about bringing those layers up to be healed after as well. So it's regaining that power back and claiming your standing in your right and standing in your honor and not allowing anybody to do anything harmful to yourself again.
That's beautiful. How did you, you know, finally get to that point? Because I mean, I know how hard it is when you're, because I've seen my mother abused and, victimized by people that men, that she was always looking for somebody to take care of her and help raise her children, you know, especially during the time that I was, that I was born. And during that time period, right, she was always looking for a father. So, at that time period, is to be a single mother was hard for her. And so she was always trying to find the right person, but she was always attracting these deadbeat guys that were abusing her and that were not devaluing her, that were not there for her, that were, just kept on. It was a cycle, right? So how did you finally get to the point where you were like, enough? What happened?
Well, running out in the middle of the night with him, either husbands, because the first one was 17 years. So for that one, I got to a point where I shook in fear all night, not sure if I was could be murdered that night, and really coming into that terror and realizing that's where I found my courage and my strength, and staying was no longer an option. And the police were called and we got out. But like you said, the pattern repeats. So I did go into the second cycle, and that one, it brought me to a point of running out in the middle of the night with my daughter because it was no longer safe to be at home, and actually going to his parents' house to hide out and stay there for like a month. And so many times I went back, but it was really coming to that point where I no longer accept this. I love myself too much to ever put up with being treated like this anymore, and taking that responsibility for my life and owning that and asking the universe, show me where I'm supposed to be. Like I wasn't super spiritual at that time, but the universe put me on a lake in a mobile home park, and I spent 6 years there meditating and healing and being peaceful and quiet and still, and leaning into the universe's support around that, because I was still a single mom as well. And it's easy to get on that bandwagon of, got to work, got to go, got to support everything. But I worked as much as I was given by the universe to work, and the rest I leaned into the universe to support me, and what I needed showed up.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I know that wasn't an easy path, but it's like, we have to then model the way, the loving way of what we just cannot tolerate anymore. We cannot tolerate any abuse anymore. And I know that now you're actually, third time's a charm, and you are deliriously happy, in love with, you broke the cycle, you broke the pattern, and you hit the jackpot, right?
With
a beautiful man that absolutely loves and adores you. And so congratulations. And that's another thing, is that, you what you have to look forward to, that the cycle can be broken. So congratulations.
And, that. Yes. And for my daughters as well, right? Like healing myself enough that we can break that cycle that my daughters I see sliding into in their relationships. So it's really healing for generations forward and backwards.
Yeah. I think, Darlene, would you, I think that's your, there's maybe a call coming in on that wire. What about you, Carlinia? How about you? Can you relate to a time when you were feeling victimized and where you had to reclaim your power? What story comes to mind? What time?
Yeah. The first story that came to mind was feeling like I was trapped in my home, having gone through a divorce and being unable everywhere I turned, trying to get my ex-husband to work with me to sell the home, and just facing so much opposition, and then him coming for my son. And I just remember being beaten down so much, and yet praying and hoping and wishing that things were going to change. And one day I can remember just standing in the mirror in my living room and looking in there and saying, you know what? God loves you, and whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen, but this, you're not going to do this anymore. It's done. So go to court. Stop being afraid. If he is not willing to work with you, stop the process and just go to trial and let it be done. I was in so much fear that everything that I feared came to pass. But during that last trial, there was a part of me that showed up. I call her the queen. She showed up 100%. So I was able to engage him from beginning to end. And even during the breaks, something I had just never been able to face him because I was always so scared. But when I made that decision, everything changed. And I knew that I was going to be okay. That part of me that raised up, that said no more, even though to me at the time I lost my son, I didn't lose him, but it felt that way. There was this greater part of me that was so deeply satisfied because I knew I wasn't helpless.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And so anyone out there that's listening to this, when you get to the point of where you just will not tolerate it anymore, that part of you that feels like there's just, you just can't do it, there is a way for you, because that's really the reason why it's happening. You have to be the one to draw the line in the sand and say no more. You have to be the one that says, I love you so much that this is not going to be okay. Like you said, the queen showed up for you. The queen showed up for you. For me personally, I've never had that kind of a abusive relationship. I had that in my childhood upbringing, but I drew the line in the sand from the time I was a little girl when I saw my mother get beaten and abused, that I already said, I will never be in a situation like this, never. And I never did. I've never had an abusive relationship like that. But I do want to say that, you know, I saw my mother, Carlini, I've told you this story where my mother was taken to the woods one night and tied to a tree. And the man that supposedly loved her was jealous of something that was going on or whatever. And he took her to the woods, he tied her to a tree, and he took pieces of wood and he started beating her. And this was on a Saturday night. Sundays was always the day when we would have family day, where it was my mom, my brother, and myself. And that morning, it was my job to go, you know, get breakfast and everything ready. So when I walked into my mother's bedroom, I opened up the door and she was laying in her bed and the sheet was all the way over her. And so it was kind of weird, you know, when I walked in and saw the sheet all the way over her. So when I went to go take the sheet away, there was a woman laying there that I didn't recognize. And as a young girl, that violence that I saw my mother, she was completely beaten down, unrecognizable. And that's what I saw. And that's when I said, I will never, ever let a man lay a hand on me. I will never allow myself to be abused this way. I will never let that happen. I didn't realize I was going to be telling this story today. But that's, you know, I think even today, looking back at why I wrote my book, Peace, The Flip Side to Anger, you know, looking back, I was exposed to violence all my life. And, you know, part of healing ourselves, healing the world is healing the violence, right? Healing ourselves and not keeping that cycle going. And so for a long time, I was using that violence against myself because I was a drug addict and I was self-destructing. So loving myself has been a long journey home. But I just want to say to anybody out there that, you know, we can overcome, because it's like Joseph Campbell says, right? The old skin has to be shed so that the new skin can be born. And that's really what it is that we're doing. And courageously sharing our stories here, how to heal from childhood trauma. Because, I mean, even the men that you ladies are talking about, what was their upbringing like? What was their patterning like? Who were their parents? So like even the man that beat my mother, what was his upbringing like? What was his patterning like? What was that like? And I think the reason why I never had children is because I prayed when I would go to bed at night and I would pray to God, please, 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 please do not give me children, because I never, ever wanted a child to feel what I was feeling. Oh my God, as a sensitive empath, I never wanted a child to feel what I was feeling, because I was feeling my mother's emotions. I was feeling my mother's emotions, and I, you know, what I was witnessing was just like, wow, I don't want to do this. I don't want to repeat this. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to bring children into the world that this is what they're going to, you know, what's going to happen. So it was really interesting, because in my 30s, then when I was really pissed off at God for not having children, I was reminded that of my prayer. I was reminded of that because I, you know, and my job was really to learn to love myself and to make room for my inner child, to give birth to her, to love her, to nurture her. And it was hard at times, simply because, you know, when we have children, there's a reason to get up. You have a reason to get up. You have a reason to get out of bed. You have a reason to go to work. You have a reason to provide. You have to. You have to. And for me, the things that I had to overcome is the reason had to be enough for me. I had to be enough for me to get up for me, you know? And it was really a painful time. And at the same time, all divinely guided, all divinely purposefully set up so that we can heal our wounds from the past, that we can claim our power and our love, that we can build a beautiful new world together, raising children, leaving legacies that we're proud of. And so I feel like now, you know, I'm just beginning, and I know that both of you ladies are too. You know, we are just really beginning. When we come to a place of wholeness and we live in wholeness, where we're naturally and organically loving, living, being who we came here to be, and being able to love ourselves, love each other, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, Courtney, while you were talking, what came to me was the length of time that this journey has taken. And I don't know about you, but for me, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I wanted it to be done yesterday. I wanted my healing to, like, okay, what do I need to do? Give me A, B, C, and D, and I'll just do all of that and I'll be better. And I wanted to hurry it up. And yet I didn't understand the depth of my pain.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that some of the things that I went through, it really wasn't about me. It has given me an opportunity to be able to connect with people that, given my life, there's no way that we would have had a connection, right? But there are people that are assigned to you because of your journey, to you, Darlene, because of your journey. And their life probably looks very, very different from yours. But there's this one experience or something that you have been through and come through successfully. And when they hear you talk about it, like, I never shared this story about my daughter, I don't think, other than with her. Somebody hears that and they're like, oh my God, she understands exactly what I'm going through. And wherever they're vulnerable and don't want to share or don't feel like they can be understood, all of a sudden, now they're like, I want to talk to her, right? And I wanted my healing to be done a long time ago. I didn't have patience, still work with myself and patience, but it really has taught me. It has taught me patience. It also has taught me that if I was shown some things that I know now, 10, 15, 20 years ago, there's no way I'd be able to be here talking to you, because my world is so different And as it was breaking down, I was breaking down. The false me was breaking down and I couldn't handle it. So now I tell people, if that's what's happening, just go with the flow. Don't fight. Don't fight. Stay aligned. Ask God, what is it that you're showing me? What is the next step? What do you want me to do? Because the fight is you fighting for your limitation and you don't even know it.
Carlinia, would you tell the audience how to get a hold of you if they want to work with you personally, your email information, your website information, how to get in contact with you? Would you tell the audience that?
Oh, sure. So my email is themetaphysicalmom, T-H-E-M-E-T-A, physicalmom, M-O-M, at gmail.com. And my website is destinyembraced.com.
Wonderful. How about you, Darlene? Would you tell the audience how, because you are a healer, you are helping people, address issues, diseases, and different things in their bodies. You're helping them change their limiting beliefs. How can people contact you? Would you give your information out?
Email as well. I live in Canada, so my phone number would probably be extra long distance for everybody. So my email is Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, T-L-C, as in tender loving care, healinghands@gmail.com.
Yes. And I mean, I just want to say that if anybody's ever in Canada, you definitely want to go see Darlene for a massage, because you haven't had a massage unless you had a massage with her. I'm here to tell you. So now I want to tell everybody that if you're watching this video later on YouTube, and I would love it if you would comment below in the YouTube feed after you're watching the video, if you're resonating with the story or whatever, like the video, share it with other people that you know, because that is the way that we can, somebody needs to hear it, share it with your friends, comment underneath letting us know. And for those of you that want to get a hold of me, you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. That would be one way. And you can also subscribe to my newsletter by texting the word Cornelia to the number 22828. And on my newsletters, I'm always bringing, you know, people like Carlinia, like Darlene. I talk about all the various ways that we heal, that we're building our world. And I, you know, meet so many wonderful people that I'm bringing on the radio and that I share in the newsletter about ways that you can support yourself and your own self-healing. So be sure to sign up for that. Now, let's see, how much time do we have here? Why don't we take a break? We'll take a break and we'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
We're back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm so grateful. I was in the break, we were talking about how just what an awesome panel this is, and I'm feeling like, you know, it'd be great to do more of these kind of discussions and just have a few questions. So that's something that is exciting to me because it's different. It's different, and it's easy and flowing, and so. Wonderful. We'll see what happens. Now, one of the last questions I have for us, ladies, is how is it that you raise your daily vibe? So how about you, Carlinia? Would you like to go first? How is it that you raise your daily vibe, and what is it that you do?
Several things. But the main thing is having a very clear vision and a strategy that goes along with that vision. So that you know what's coming next, right? You have to have a strategy and execute it. And then, so I will listen to music or to other inspirational speakers, sometimes pastors. I'll get truth from everywhere, right? Physical people, they just listen to people who are metaphysical, but I recognize the truth is everywhere. And there are certain places where people just talk one way. And I like to hear opposing conversations that go counter to what I believe, because I really believe that when we can truly hear each other, then we can move forward. And so it's important to me to be able to hear myself. And so I always take time to do that. But I pray 5 times a day. And I pray actually when the Muslims pray, so that I know that that's a powerful energy to be in. And even if you just take the time to be still, billions of people on the planet are praying at those times. And so it just helps to narrow my focus. And I'm always aware of what I'm feeling and whether I am in fear or feeling comfortable and safe and calm within myself. And so always being aware of what's going on internally helps me to stay in that place. And if I'm not feeling so good, it's fine. I love myself, and I'm very gentle and, like you said, compassionate towards me. So I take that time.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, that's good. That's good. How about you, Darlene? What's your MO? How do you do your daily vibe, daily, you know, spiraling up? What do you do?
Well, before I even get out of bed, I'm loving myself. I'm hugging myself, just in a big hug. I'm giving my heart love. I am connecting to the more of me within every cell. So I work with cells a lot. So it's really lighting up every cell and programming and talking to every cell and telling this is what I want. I want health. I want healthy cells. I'm moving forward, opening up more of the divine intelligence within me. So it's not something I'm looking for outside of me. It's something that I'm activating and releasing within me. So a lot of my focus in the morning is on that. I have some invocations I say and light up my chakras so that I'm energetically connected, grounded, and then a nature walk is another priority in my day, which helps shift everything. And also, if I find old beliefs and old programs and thoughts popping up, I always hit reset, and then I really bring in that new feeling that I want to feel, and bringing that in. And one other way, when I'm having emotional day of maybe anger or just anxiety, it could be the energies, whatever, I go to the pool. I call it my spa day. I soak in the hot tub. I swim in the pool. I go in the sauna, and I come out, I'm a different girl every time. So those are some of my tools that I use.
Oh, I love that. These are all so good. You know, it's like listening to Carlinia, listening to you. They're all so perfect. And it's like everybody, you know, find their own way, find their tools, find the things that work for you, you know, find the ways to connect with yourself. One of the ways that I do it is I wake up in the mornings and I do a post. I write. I channel, you know, the consciousness of the day. And, you know, like, okay, so it's like I'm forging the path. So these are the new neural pathways, and I write it down, and then I place it inside my blog, and then I take an audio recording and I put my voice and speak it into the field of existence, and I put it there, and then it goes transferred to my online membership so that the other people that are part of that can listen to that. And as they're doing their daily ritual, their daily practice, they're listening to it because it's like, oh, this is in resonance. And yeah, and this feels good. And that's high. And that's great. And that feels really good. So it's that program, that positive program. And that kind of like sets the tone for the day. And then one of my biggest processes, always the journaling. It's always journaling is a huge part of my process, is writing and journaling. Now, the journaling has changed over the years. It's not nearly at all what it used to be, but now what it is that I end up doing with paper and pen is I look and see where my energy is, and if my energy isn't at its optimal high, I will bring it on a piece of paper, and I will put the zero point here. And I'll put it there. There's the zero point here, and this is where I want to be. And I then will release and let go of everything that is, you know, interfering with that. So that's kind of like my process, and clear the energy, release and let go of everything that's no longer serving me, bring myself up into a higher vibrational way of living and being, and then go out and have a wonderful walk in nature and, you know, do that thing. And yeah. And so it's like a moment to moment thing, you know, of being able to keep your vibration high, being able to keep your field high, and bring the truth. We talked a lot about the truth, bringing the truth into the present moment, you know, the feeling of what it is that we want to feel. And so the number one thing for all of us is that we feel good. You know, and if we don't feel good, if there is processing to do, grieving to do, then do that. And if there's only fear, then clear that. Get it cleared up, move it out of the way to get into an optimal state of feeling. Because we as humans have suppressed ourselves from feeling pleasure and feeling good for way too long. And now to make it a practice and make it a habit to feel good, you know, when we're still in so much change and so much, you know, flux in the world that it's a full-time job. You know, spiraling up, ascension, loving ourselves is a full-time job. It's just, it's the only job, you know, it's a beautiful job. And it's great. And I love all of you, and I love your processes. So let's see, what do we have? We have just a couple more minutes left. What's some of the final things that you want to say, Carlinia, to the audience today?
Well, you know, I was listening to Darlene as she was talking about her process, and I loved it. She's like, I talk to like every cell, and I'm telling you what I want. And I can remember some weeks ago, I just heard this something that just downloaded. It was like every cell in my body wants a chance to dance. And I'm listening to her and I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like every cell in her body is dancing. Literally, I'm speaking to my cells because it's true. We don't think about it that way. We have to do another show where she gets to talk about what she does, because I think everything comes down, like you said, to the cellular level. And if we can get the cells right, then everything else falls into place. I believe, I don't know too much, but I think I've heard enough to know that what she's talking about is like right on point. And I know I want to hear more about that.
Yes, I do too. And I know, Darlene, what do you have to say? You've got 30 seconds. Say something for 30 seconds.
I want to say gratitude is huge. And I didn't mention that. And when I do go to bed, I have a gratitude for all the beautiful people in my life and the just everything. And that's huge. So I just wanted to add gratitude to all of you and everyone out there listening and watching. And so grateful.
So with that said, it's all well said. Thank you, everybody, for listening, for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's m as in mary jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous gift of the knowledge.